Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Mick Lee. May is Stroke Awareness Month, and we have Dr. Jeromey, Vice Chair of Neurosurgery at Northwestern Medicine. We already talked to him earlier this month and want to dig in a little bit more about this topic. So, Dr. Jeromey, first off, tell us what a stroke is.
Stroke is basically a problem with the brain's plumbing, specifically the blood vessels in the brain. There's only two problems you can have with plumbing. It either leaks or it gets plugged. And so in the brain, there's fundamentally two types of strokes. Either the blood vessels in the brain got plugged, and so not enough blood got to the brain, or the blood vessels in the brain leaked, and so we had spillage of blood affecting the brain. One is an ischemic stroke, the other is hemorrhagic. The two can have very similar effects in causing injury to the brain, but distinguishing them apart is very important in then determining the next steps.
And we've talked about how if you think you're having a stroke, call 911 immediately. I've said this before, we are so lucky to have world-class healthcare like Northwestern Medicine so close to us here in Chicago. And once you have a stroke and you've gone through that scary moment, next step is treatment recovery. How is a stroke treated?
The very first thing that happens with the patients having a stroke is they're stabilized in the emergency department, and then a CAT scan is performed to look at the brain, look at the blood vessels, and look at the blood flow in the brain. That's really the key factor to tell us, was this a leaky stroke or a plugged stroke? They have very, very different treatments. Let's talk about the most common type of stroke, the plugged blood vessel stroke, the ischemic stroke. In that case, what we want to do is to unplug the blood vessel. We want to restore blood flow to the brain as fast as possible. The sooner we do that, the more brain we've saved from death. And there's a number of ways of doing that. One of them is using clot-busting drugs that can be delivered through an intravenous to the patient, and these can go to the blood vessel in the brain and dissolve that clot and open the blood vessel. Another way we can do it, we can actually put catheters through either a leg artery or an arm artery, and under extra control, actually go with these small catheters inside the small blood vessels of the brain and fish that clot out that is plugging the blood vessel. These treatments are to fix a plugged pipe. If it's a leaky pipe, then in some cases we have to do emergency surgery to remove the bleeding in the brain to relieve that of that pressure and seal off the hole. And in some patients, again, we can actually use small catheters to get inside the blood vessels and under extra control, find where this leaky blood vessel was and seal it with the medical equivalent of crazy glue.
Once you've had a stroke, what does recovery look like?
I'm really glad you asked that question. I always tell my patients the same thing. Stroke recovery is not measured in days and weeks. It's measured in months and sometimes years. Recovery from stroke is really slow for a couple of reasons. Number one, the brain doesn't grow new brain cells. In general, you now have to reprogram the existing brain. That's a much slower process. So we generally tell our patients that the path towards recovery is months or years. Sometimes it's lifelong, and it requires a multidisciplinary team from an expert center such as Northwestern to guide them through what's really going to be a journey. It's not an on-off switch. There's a lot of medical care, a lot of rehabilitation, a lot of physical therapy, a lot of occupational therapy, a lot of relearning new ways of doing things to restore a healthy, successful quality of life.
May is Stroke Awareness Month. We have Dr. Jeromey from Northwestern Medicine on. A lot of people listening right now might be thinking, how do I know if I might have a stroke? Are there certain risk factors such as age or health to be aware of?
So there's a number of key risk factors, the most important of which is high blood pressure. Seek regular care with your primary care physician. Make sure you get your blood pressure checked. And if it is high, make sure it's well treated. There are other risk factors such as diabetes, high cholesterol, smoking, a sedentary lifestyle, obesity, and so on. And addressing every single one of these risk factors can do its own bit to drop your risk of stroke notch by notch by notch. Family history certainly plays a part, but we don't get to pick our family, but we certainly get to pick our personal habits. And so even if there is a high family risk of stroke, one can be aware of it and one can work against it.
As we wrap up our conversation today with Voices of Better Medicine, Dr. Jeromey, what's the one thing that our listeners should know about the treatment of a stroke?
If you think you're having a stroke, call 911. The sooner you get to the hospital, the more brain there is for us to save.
Such good information for Stroke Awareness Month. Dr. Jerome, Vice Chair of Neurosurgery at Northwestern Medicine, thank you for joining us again on Voices of Better Medicine.
It's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners. Thank you.